from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id and application RRI Digital. And you can also listen to this on the frequency 3325 kHz. By the way, I'm Steve, and I will bring you more information about Indonesia. Listener, here's the newsline. Indonesia's free nutritious meal program reaches 55 million beneficiaries in 1 year. Conflict between US and Venezuela has no impact on Indonesia's national economy, and here is the newsline in detail. The free nutritious meals program initiated by President Prabowo Subianto has made history in its first year of implementation. By early January 2026, the program had reached 55 million beneficiaries throughout the country. The figure surpasses the achievement of other countries that have implemented similar programs. Full report by Kiki Purba.
Hari ini sudah 55 juta.
In his speech at the National Christmas Celebration in Jakarta on Monday, President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the free nutritious meals program is not just a political promise, but a real investment for the future of the nation. In the latest report received by the president from the National Nutrition Agency, there has been a significant increase in the number of beneficiaries.
Saya diberi laporan hari ini.
I was informed today that the number of beneficiaries has reached more than 51 million. I thought it was 51 million, but today it is already 55 million. 55 million beneficiaries in Indonesia.
55 juta penerima manfaat Indonesia.
This achievement is fantastic when compared to the population of neighboring countries. The president mentioned that feeding 55 million people every day is equivalent to feeding the entire population of Singapore 8 times over. In addition, the speed of execution of this program in Indonesia far exceeds that of Brazil, which took more than a decade to reach 40 million beneficiaries.
Presiden Brazil menyampaikan ke saya.
The president of Brazil told me that they reached 40 million in 11 years, while we reached 55 million in 1 year.
This success is proof of the government commitment to quickly and massively overcoming malnutrition. Through this program, the in-government helped to create a more resilient and productive generation to support the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government continues to monitor global oil price movements amid the conflict between the United States and Venezuela, with prices considered stable and having no impact on national economy so far. More detail by Ofra.
Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said the government is closely monitoring global oil price movements following the escalating conflict between the United States and Venezuela. Speaking in Jakarta on Monday, he stated that global oil prices remain under control and have not caused turbulence that could burden Indonesia's economy. According to him, the government is intensively monitoring developments in global oil prices to anticipate potential impact on domestic economic stability. He emphasized that in recent days, there has been no significant spike that could trigger economic pressure.
It is still being monitored because the main factor is its impact on oil prices. But we continue to monitor oil prices and over the past 1 to 2 days, there has been no change, no higher volatility. Oil prices are still relatively low, around $63 or slightly higher.
Meanwhile, Finance Minister Purbaya Yudhisadewa said current conflict between countries reflect increasingly complex global dynamics but have not had a significant impact on Indonesia's economy. He noted that market responses have actually shown positive sentiment amid geopolitical uncertainty.
This may seem unusual, but if you look at the stock market, it is actually rising. So the market sees it as positive. That is what we observe in the market. If prices fall, spending may decline, but income also falls. It should be positive because usually when oil prices go down, the impact for us can improve, especially as conditions are now turning upward.
The strengthening market sentiment was reflected in the performance of the Indonesian Stock Exchange. At the close of trading on Monday afternoon, the composite stock price index rose 1.27%. The achievement marked the highest level in the index history, reflecting market confidence in Indonesia's economic fundamentals, which are seen as remaining solid amid global uncertainty. Of the Regional Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has confirmed that all Indonesian nationals in Venezuela are safe amid developments following the arrest of President Nicolas Maduro by the United States Special Forces. More detail by Ranov.
The Indonesian Foreign Ministry has confirmed that a total of 37 Indonesian nationals in Venezuela are in safe condition following the arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores by U.S. Special Force on Saturday. The spokesperson for the ministry, Yvonne Mewengkang, said in a statement on Monday that the security situation and social activities in Caracas have gradually began to return to normal.
Berdasarkan pantauan langsung KBRI Caracas pada hari ini waktu setempat.
Based on direct monitoring by the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas as of today, January 5, 2026, local time, it confirmed that all 37 Indonesian nationals in Venezuela are currently safe and remain in continuous communications with the embassy. In general, the embassy reports that the security situations and social activities in Caracas are becoming more conducive and showing improvement. Supermarkets have resumed operations and there are no signs of panic buying among residents. Full stations have also reopened and vehicle mobility on main routes is beginning to return to normal.
Indonesia also strongly urged all parties to comply with international law, including the principles elsewhere in the UN Charters and international humanitarian law, particularly the protection of civilians whose safety and well-being must remain the top priority.
Setiap tindakan yang melibatkan
any actions involving the use or threat or force risk creating dangerous precedents in international relations, eroding the principles of sovereignty and diplomacy, and potentially disrupting regional and global stability and peace.
The Indonesian government calls on all parties to exercise restraint and prioritize dialogue while respecting the right and will of the Venezuelan people to exercise their sovereignty and determine their own direction and future. In addition, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that it has prepared a contingency plan together with the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas, which will be implemented if necessary in line with the latest security development in Venezuela, while continuing to urge Indonesian nationals to remain vigilant. Desia Nugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yudhiyarto expressed high hopes for advanced technology development with Japanese New Energy and Industrial Technology Development Organization, or NEDO. In addition to building a semiconductor industry, other potential areas of cooperation mentioned include converting waste into energy and developing solar cells. Putri Cahaya Purnama has more detail.
During a meeting with NIDO Executive Director Professor Kikuo Kishimoto at the Indonesia-Japan Workshop on New Energy and Industrial Technology in Jakarta on Tuesday, January 6, 2026, Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto opened his remarks by stating that Indonesia has abundant natural resources. However, he mentioned that the biggest challenge is how to downstream these raw materials.
So this valuable things that Indonesia have, we should convert it to be downstreaming so that it will produce more industry in Indonesia, more value of our raw minerals, raw maritimes, anything. That's the task of university. That's the task of science and technology.
The minister emphasized that the vision for cooperation with NIDO as a Japanese government-owned energy and industrial technology research and development agency should focus on development rather than just fundamental research. He proposed focusing on 5 to 7 large-scale strategic projects. One of the priorities is to utilize Indonesia's vast quartz sand reserves to build a semiconductor industry.
Indonesia have a lot. Very huge amount of quartz sand. And here we have our friend from NIDO Japan. I believe they know much more about technology.
In addition to semiconductors, he also mentioned that other collaborations such as converting waste into energy and developing solar cells could also be pursued. Minister Brian is targeting that the next year's meeting will no longer be just a discussion, but will enter the stage of inauguration of groundbreaking of factories in a number of strategic locations such as Kalimantan, Sumatra, or Subang. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Garuda Spark is Indonesian government's strategic effort to strengthen the national startup ecosystem amidst the challenges of the digital industry. The program is expected to serve as a model for strengthening local startups in the country. Rizka Fadila has the details.
The Garuda Spark Bandung program, initiated by the Ministry of Communications and Digital, is starting to show tangible results after running for 3 months. At the Jabara Digital Ecosystem report event in Bandung on Monday, Indonesia Minister of Communications and Digital Mutia Hafid stated that the Garuda Spark program has successfully developed 10 startups. She said this achievement is an important signal amidst the uncertainty of the digital industry and serves as proof that collaboration can still open up growth opportunities.
Garuda Spark in Bandung was launched 3 months ago. During that period, 10 startups were assisted, curated, and co-created by Bandung Startup Academy, Kemkom Digi, 71, and international partners such as NUS Singapore.
Mutia Hafid explained that Garuda Spark is designed to address the challenges of Indonesia's startup ecosystem amidst the rapid development of digital technology. This program is expected to open up broader opportunities for local startups to grow.
Then from an ecosystem perspective, within 3 months, we've already attracted over 150 startups. We know that 2025 was a challenging year for startups in our country and across ASEAN. The startup industry is indeed different from when it was just born, which was spiking, compared to now, which is full of challenges. So how do we face this challenge together? That's what Garuda Spark is trying to do by creating a single ecosystem. Inside, startup investors and the government meet.
Garuda Spark is a program launched by the Ministry of Communications and Digital as a learning and development space for digital business that is open to the public. This program not only provides a space for discussion and learning, but also yields concrete results for the startup ecosystem and digital talent in Bandung City. Rizka Padilla, reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs emphasized the importance of harmony and coexistence in diversity. The message was delivered at National Christmas Celebration 2025 in Jakarta on Monday. Report by Nur Kamila.
Indonesia Minister of Religious Affairs Professor Nasaruddin Umar emphasized that Indonesia was built on a commitment to live together in diversity. Instead, this will giving a space at the 2025 National Christmas Celebration in Jakarta on Monday, January 5, 2026.
This is a strong message that Indonesia was not built on uniformity, but on a commitment to live together in diversity.
In his face, the minister also called on the entire nation to continue to practice tolerance and brotherhood, starting from the family environment. According to him, the family is the first place to instill the values of faith, humanity, and religious moderation. Furthermore, Nasiruddin Umar emphasized his gratitude for the preservation of religious harmony in Indonesia, which is a country with predominantly Muslim population. He said that this achievement was reflected in the 2025 Religious Harmony Index.
And we should be grateful that religious harmony in Indonesia continues to be maintained. The 2025 Religious Harmony Index reached a score of 77.89, the highest since Indonesia's independence.
The Minister of Religious Affairs emphasized that this achievement is an important asset in maintaining national unity amid global and national challenges. He hopes that the Christmas spirit can strengthen solidarity, compassion, and social harmony among the Indonesian people. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government is committed to strengthening the role of women and young people in national development. In line with the government policies and President Prabowo Subianto's Asta Cita agenda. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has full report.
Wulan Sari Aliatu Saleh has stated that the governments continue to encourage more inclusive participation of women in national strategic programs. One of them is the Free Nutritious Meal Program, which has significantly involved women, particularly those working in the kitchen of the Nutrition Fulfillment Service Unit.
Today we convey our appreciation to the government, especially to the Vice President, for supporting the Free Nutritious Meals program. Several points we raised were related to the involvement of a large number of women in the program's kitchens. This means that more inclusive participation of women has been affirmed.
During the meeting, Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka also welcomed the Indonesian Islamic Student Movement Women Course Initiative to advance the younger generation, especially young women.
The Vice President emphasized that we must be at the forefront as a women's organization that empowers young people in the development of competencies and knowledge related to the technological progress, including AI, coding, and STEM fields.
AI, dan juga coding serta keilmuan-keilmuan STEM.
In addition, the Vice President reaffirmed his support for the organization's advocacy on women's issues, including the prevention of sexual violence in universities and wider society. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news, and coming up next is commentary titled A Year of Free Nutritious Meal Program, Future Investment by Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on A Year of Free Nutritious Meal Program, Future Investment. This year, the Free Nutritious Meal Program is 1 year old since its launch on January the 6th. 2025, this program immediately attracted widespread attention, not only within the country but also from the international community. Indonesia has long been grappling with the problem of malnutrition and stunting in children, especially in poor and remote areas. This problem is not just a health issue, but a long-term development issue that affects the quality of human resources, productivity, and the nation's competitiveness. On the other hand, it is also not free from public debate, starting from logistical readiness, consistency of food distribution, menu quality, to concerns about the sustainability of the state budget. President Prabowo Subianto revealed the program's achievements at the 2025 National Christmas Peak event at Tennis Door Senayan Monday, January the 5th. The president said that in 1 year of implementation, the free nutritious meal program had reached around 55 million people. This figure shows the very large scale of social intervention and rarely occurs in a short time. According to the government, it is not intended as a temporary assistance, but rather as a long-term investment to break the chain of malnutrition and stunting from an early age. Various international studies show that consistent nutritious eating programs contribute to improving children's health, school attendance, and learning abilities. Indeed, 1 year of the free nutritious meal program's journey conveyed a clear message to the international community that Indonesia chose a preventive approach in developing human quality. Criticism of implementation remains important as part of continuous evaluation and improvement. However, amidst various challenges, it is recognized that the benefits of the free nutritious meal program have been felt by millions of families. This program may not be perfect, but its commitment is firm. Fulfilling child nutrition is placed as the main foundation for the future of the Indonesian nation. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
I could, I'd freeze this moment, make it my home. You're all I want to know. I can tell you mean it when you kiss me slow. But please don't ask me, the answer's no. In a perfect world, I'd kill to love you the loudest. But all I do is live to hurt you selfless. Say you see I'm lying, babe, then let this go. I can never promise you tomorrow. 'Cause I've yet to learn how not to be. City will surely burn if we keep this as it is. But I'd give anything to stop time and drive around and hide at sundown and teach my mind to put you first. Here you are, a hero. You wanna be my new home, but baby, let us. Never recognize these rules. 'Cause I am lost, but not in you. Yes, I am lost, but not in you. I could spend my day studying your life solidity. And I can't live with myself, 'cause I know you died for me. Oh, all I ask of you is please don't sleep on this bed of promises I can't keep. 'Cause I have yet to know how to be.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
terus berjalan meski tanpa tujuan. Masihkah hatiku ada di hatimu meski kita tak bercinta lagi? Akankah tercipta kembali seindah saat kau sedekat nadi, semerbak melati, sehangat mentari? Kita tak bercinta lagi. Malam semakin larut, tercipta sejuta lamunan. Kini rindu kian menyiksa. Asmara
of Indonesia.
Financial literacy is an urgent need that people often fail to grasp as early as possible. People need to know not only about making money, but also managing it. Here are the tips for managing money for youngsters from a financial trainer, Ligwina Hananto.
It's doable, but not for everybody. I mean, in this economy, who can save 30%? Let's be realistic. I have this rule of thumb that is still not applicable to anybody, but it can be a guidance. So the guidance will be the 1-2-3-4 rules. The 1-2-3-4 rules is basically minimum 10% for savings. So if you can do more, it's fantastic. Maximum 20% is for your lifestyle. So if you can do below that, that's fantastic. A maximum 30% is for your loan installments. And then around 40%, usually more than this, is for your necessities. And therefore, when you do your budgeting and when you calculate how much money you are spending within a month, you can sort of find out, oh, I'm spending 20% for my loan installment. Is that a good thing? And then you look at the golden rule, the rule of thumb that I spoke about earlier. If maximum is 30%, if you're spending less than that, if you're spending only 20% on loan installment, that means you're in good financial check. So in that 1-2-3-4 rule, pay attention to how much you save for your future and pay attention to how much you pay for loan installment. If you pay more for loan installment, chances are you're not saving enough. That's just the golden rule. So make sure you watch out with your loan installment, because a lot of people have troubles with their loan installment. If it's above 30%, there's a huge possibility you will not be able to save any money. The second one will be your lifestyle spending. Lifestyle spending above 20% is, red light. It should be less than 20%. And if you want to spend more than 20% of your income on lifestyle, you need to save a little bit and create a separate account that will allow you to spend more. For example, Gen Z loves to travel and love to go to concert, right? That would definitely be above 20% of your income. That's okay, but you save for it. So you have a saving account separately, and then you save your money in there with your 10% or 20% income. So your 20% lifestyle expense should be only for your daily activities or weekly activities. Say if you want to go to movies, if you want to hang out with your friends, if you want to go for coffee shops, that would be for the 20% per month. But if you want to spend more than that, have a separate saving account. Save for your concert and do go traveling as much as you want while you're still young.
For more financial tips, you can check out our VOI Talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda, di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering, tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun. Namun. which means but. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means, but that rarely happens. Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira, which means approximately. Dua minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk, namun hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Meski kau tak bernama rasa sedikit pun untuk
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Bali, which is never running out of attractions and tourist destinations. If you want to try various water sports that trigger adrenaline, Tanjung Benoa, which is not far from Denpasar, can be your choice. Tanjung Benoa Beach offers a variety of water attractions that you can try, from fun to challenging adrenaline trips. Outside of water games, the entrance fee to the Tanjung Benoa area is very affordable. You only need to pay 5,000 rupiah or less than $1 to enjoy the beauty of this place. As Bali's water sports center, which is located not far from Nusa Dua Bali tourist area, Tanjung Benoa has a variety of fun beach activities that you can try, such as banana boat, rolling donut, snorkeling, scuba diving, flying board, seawater, jet ski, and parasailing. Each game also has different rates, ranging from 70,000 rupiah to 600,000 rupiah. Listener, the activities of the water rides depend on the tidal conditions of the sea, known as full moon tides and tillum tides. If it is affected by the dead moon, marine tourist attractions can be held above 11 a.m. until the afternoon. On the other hand, if it is affected by full moon tides, tourists can start these activities from the morning around 9 a.m. until the afternoon or 4 p.m. Another tourist attraction in Tanjung Benoa is visiting Turtle Island, the Balinese turtle breeding place, and you can also see turtle activity on the seabed by taking a special boat. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using RRI Digital or even Vionews.id and the frequency 3325 kHz. If you got something to say, just go to our YouTube channel, VOA Official, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, or just comment on our application, RRI Digital. I'm Steve, have a nice day, and make sure to stay tuned with us, RRI will service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.